Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was talking with a friend of mine about whether she should move to D.C. after all the campaigning to work on a senator's staff. And I told her I wouldn't. There's no way I'd do it. I said, D.C., there's nothing real in D.C. It's like that movie where, what's his face, Jim Carrey, you know, was in this fake world. I forget the name of it. But nothing's real. It's all orchestrated. Your friends are not your friends. The person you're dating is not a person who's dating you because they like you. They certainly don't love you. Everything in D.C. is orchestrated. Every move you make is videotaped. I said, here's the way you should look at it. Every conversation you have is videotaped. Everywhere you go, you're on video. There's nothing about your life that will be your life. What seems innocent, you're at the gym, you're working out on a treadmill, somebody strikes up a conversation, they're a spy. And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm telling you, nothing will be real. I said, if you're married, they're going to be trying to, you know, mess up your marriage. If you're single, nobody you date will be genuine. They will be looking for information from the senator. They will be looking for information about you. You think of yourself as an open book. I'm an open book. No, you're not. The minute you tell somebody a secret, it will be in a black book somewhere, and they will use it against you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm just such a beacon of hope right now, right? It's the truth. I told her D.C. is nothing but a town full of lies and liars and scam artists, and everything is an angle. Doesn't matter what you do. The thing you have on your PC, your social media, the places you eat, the places you go, what you wear, you name it, cocktail part, and people are fighting to get into it. They want to be a part of the scene. You think Hollywood is, I mean, most people do. We think of Hollywood as like, that's a place of, it's glamorous. Let me tell you, DC makes Hollywood look like a Girl Scout in comparison. People in Hollywood, let me put it this way. There's a reason why The Rock did something so stupid and decided he would back Joe Biden. That's how strong and powerful DC is that they can get a guy who's at the top of his career to do something that abjectly stupid. Same thing with all these others. If you think the Holly weirdos are picking their politics because it's their own, I care about the spotted owl or whatever, you are out of your mind. What that should tell you is how powerful DC is in influencing who they are. Do you want another example? How do you think Harvey Weinstein got to be as powerful as he has, got to keep doing what he did for decades? You think it's because his Hollywood, because of his films? No, it's because DC allowed it. DC condoned it. DC said, we'll let you do this as long as you do what we tell you. There's no power in Hollywood. The power's in DC. If I had it to do all over again, I tell you, I might go nefarious. I might go to DC, become president, and be the most crooked dude on the planet just because I know how the system works. And the only way you're going to get to change that system is if you're the person in power and you become a dictator in it. And that's what the left are trying to do right now, except here's the thing. They're not trying to fix it for good. Donald Trump, for example, he watched all this play out. He was a part of it. This is a dude that was a perfect blend between Hollywood and DC. He knew the game in both levels. He had played it pretty well, about as good as you could. And when he took over, he was trying to change it. He was going to be a crooked guy that knew the system inside out, who said, you know what? I'll fix it now that I know both pieces of it. And they took him out. D.C. is powerful. Chuck Schumer said it. If you mess with the clandestine agencies, you mess with us, we will get you. What did he say? Six ways to Sunday they have to get you. He wasn't kidding. And here's what's interesting. They know it. Think about what Chuck Schumer said in that statement. We know our DOJ can turn crooked, can go rogue, and we don't care. When they go rogue on you, when they decide they're going to take you out, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing anybody can say. Somebody sanctions it, and boom, it's over. And that's what they did to Trump. The only thing that was a problem is it wasn't over. Anyway, it got me thinking about a whole other topic, and it has to do with spies, Russian spies, Chinese spies in D.C. and being suspect. Because, be honest, if you have a buddy and he's got a hot Russian girlfriend or a hot Chinese girlfriend, you're no longer like, "Ooh, look at old Billy over there with his bad Russian, with his Russian babe, woo-hoo-hoo." Yeah, you're not like that anymore, are you? You're more like, "Billy, what's he do? He works in high tech. You don't even think Billy, you know, is packing." You know what I'm saying? Because in the old days, if you see a mismatch, and we'll get into it in just a bit, there'll be more detail because I'll explain it better. Or not better, because I think I'm explaining it pretty well right now. But I'll explain it more thoroughly in the next segment because we're going to run out of time. But here's my point. And there was a time when if you saw your boy and he had a hot Chinese girlfriend, you were like, "Dude, is Yang got a sister?" You know, or whatever. But now you're suspect on a whole different level. You're like, "Huh, what does Kevin do? Why do the Chinese want to set him up with a spy?" That's what the deal is. So if you're in D.C., and I'm going to be honest with you, if you're dating a Russian or a Chinese person, you're suspect. It's like Zuckerberg. He's married to a Chinese woman. I would love to think it's love. I don't think it's love. I think the Chinese went, "Check out this nerd. Let's get him." They profile the perfect woman for him. They put them in their paths. And Zuckerberg married a Chinese woman who is over now, has the keys to the kingdom for China. She's married to a dude who is willing to influence American elections, put $400 million in them. You get what I'm saying? I don't think that's just by accident that all that occurred. I think that was orchestrated. I don't know how hot she is, but we'll talk more about that when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How would you like to never know if your life is what you think it is? If your friends are who they think they are? If your relationships are genuine? I mean, this is the question we've asked ourselves when, you know, like, if I was super rich, can you trust that a person's not after your money? And especially if you kind of got it going on, if you're not, you know, you don't have to be, the most handsome. You don't have to be Brad Pitt. But, you know, your average Joe who's done well, this is a quandary many, many people of means ask all the time. Men and women, they want to know, are you genuinely interested in me? Women have the same problem. When they have money, they have the same issue. But now there's another divide as we talk about. And I brought it up because, as I mentioned, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine who will have to make the decision. Do I want to go work on a Senate staff in D.C.? And as she was asking me, I said, I wouldn't do it. I said, I hate D.C. I can't stand it. I can't stand the people. can't stand the politics because D.C. is supposed to be the nation's capital where everybody is supposedly looking for the greater good. And you know what they are? They're a bunch of snakes and scam artists. They are just looking to take advantage of you. Don't you be a country bumpkin in D.C. You will get squashed. You'll get cooked. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Would you want to live in D.C.? Nothing's real. I told my friend, I said, the person who befriends you in whatever circumstances you meet in a grocery store and you think, oh, we both play bridge. No, you don't. They found out on your social media that you like bridge, struck up a conversation. They're going to get you in the bridge club. And all it is to do is to milk you for information about your senator. That's it. Or to get dirt on you so that when they have enough dirt on you, they can say to you, well, listen, if you want to keep that job with your senator, you don't want this information to get out, etc. No, nothing is real. Nothing is genuine. How would you like to live like that? Your entire life is a spy novel. You have to be skeptical of everybody you meet, no matter what the circumstances. You're going on vacation. You think it's unbelievable that I would meet somebody that lives only three blocks away from me. Wow, we've never met, but here we are meeting 2,000 miles away in Barbados. Huh? Isn't that very cool? No, it's a spy. It's somebody looking for information. There's a bill that's being legislated, and they need to know what your senator is going to do, and they need you orchestrating from the inside, so they are trying to compromise you. That's what you're looking at. And people, oh, Kevin, come on, man, you're being somewhat distant. No, I'm not. Anyway, let me get back to this thing I was talking about, this disjoint. Because as I said, there was a time when if you were a guy, one of my guy friends, and you brought your Russian model, you know, so we would be like, dude, everybody, would, man, whoo, look at you, boy. You go, boy, right? There's a joke that says, if you were trapped on a desert island and you had a supermodel girlfriend and I don't know how to do the whole joke, but the guy essentially said he runs off. He says, will you play a role for me as my supermodel girlfriend? So he tells his girlfriend, she says, yeah. He comes around the corner, you know, goes around a mogul of sand. He comes around the corner. He says, hey, you're not going to believe it, but my girlfriend is a supermodel. And this is what he says to the supermodel, because the guy just has to tell somebody. And that's just, you know, that's the way we're programmed, is we see, oh, man, look at Kev. Ooh. But here's what's funny about it. When you see somebody that's got the too hot girlfriend, then you go, oh. And, of course, the joke of it for guys is, well, you know, sometimes they just ain't interested in looks. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. This brings up so many funny stories. So, you know, we rationalize, what in the world is she doing with that dude, right? And if it's the other way around, it's an ordinary girl with a super hot dude, then what do we say? Mm-hmm, she got money. Yep, she got money. And you can almost tell. Look, we've all got our stories of somebody you knew that you went, uh-uh, she's way too hot for him. And he doesn't even have the personality. Forget the looks. He don't even have the personality for this woman. Or, no, he is way too handsome for her. And the reason, I tell people all the time, that's the biggest issue for people. And I even looked to see, is there a word for it? Oxy something. I looked it up. I couldn't find it. So if you're dating a hot Russian model today, man, you are suspect. No longer do guys give you bragging rights, but they wonder, do you work in big tech and is Svetlana stealing your secrets? That's what they look at. I want you to think about going back to the other side of this. If Brad Pitt were dating Whoopi Goldberg, what would you think? You'd be like, Brad must be, when did Brad lose all his money, right? Because you see it doesn't fit. Forget the color. No, nobody would even give a crap about the color. she's black, he's white, or she's Jewish, black Jewish, and he's white. No, they wouldn't care. They'd look at the differential and go, something wrong with this picture. It's funny, that's a bigger, I believe that is a bigger divide than race, except maybe back when Democrats ruled the world and it was all about, you know, black and white, you know, back in the day. But now the Democrats no longer can use color as their issue, at least not publicly. The one age-old, time-tested thing of measure is never going to change. That is, if you have a very, very handsome or beautiful person dating somebody who is, shall we say, challenged. Oh, my goodness. So all this for me to bring up a story about a Russian spy with the Ukrainians. A too-hot girlfriend of a Russian spy helped wary Ukrainian volunteers sniff out a Moscow intelligence scheme. The incongruous couple, that's what they call it, raised red flags, according to journalist Christo Grozhev, a Bulgarian journalist with investigative outlet Bellingcat. It took me about 5 minutes to discover that the pilot's lover, way too hot for him, FSB, was an FSB asset, Grozhev wrote on Twitter. The Ukrainians figured that out, too, he added. Grozev said he'd been following a team of Ukrainian maverick ex-operatives running an unofficial operation trying to get Russian pilots to defect. Some Russians apparently responded, sending the Ukrainians videos of their cockpits to prove their veracity. But after some back and forth, Grozev said the pilots' tone changed quickly, suggesting the pilots were no longer talking on their behalf, but were coached by an FSB military counterintelligence officers. So they figured it out because these guys were dating too hot of chicks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of senior lawmakers are reportedly planning to join House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on her trip to Taiwan. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul saying he and his Democratic counterpart Gregory Meeks were invited by Pelosi as the top members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. McCaul saying he declined the invitation due to a personal obligation. The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee is holding a hearing with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, compares Republicans' approach to rising gun crime to Democrats' approach.
Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden announces he's now able to return to work in person.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
He was isolated after testing positive and attending all his meetings virtually. The White House says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and only experienced mild symptoms. President Biden adds that he's thankful for his medical team. Thousands have been forced to evacuate California's Mariposa County, and dozens of homes have been destroyed by the Oak Fire. Keith Wade with the Sacramento City Fire Department says he believes the progress will continue.
They've been able to still get some good containment lines dug in and bring this fight to the fire.
CAL FIRE says aircraft are struggling with the amount of smoke, but lower temperatures are allowing firefighters to surpass 25% containment. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Eric Swalwell, Democrat congressman, was dating this Chinese girl. Have you seen Eric Swalwell? That is one goofy white dude. I don't know what people like. I don't know what white women on the left like, but Eric Swalwell, So anyway, he's dating this Chinese girl. She ain't that hot, but to him, she's hot. And what does she turn out to be? She's a Chinese spy. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm talking about people that they don't fit. The situations don't fit. And in America, we become a melting pot. We don't look at, we see a white dude with a Chinese girl, or vice versa. Or even black women are starting to date white men. I know. Shocker! Yeah, they finally figured out they don't want these we call them chicken heads, these guys that don't want to take care of their kids and don't want to get jobs and things like this. They actually want stability in their life. So black women are finally saying, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to stop being mad at white women for taking our men, and we're going to go take some of theirs. Good for you, sisters. Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. So I'm talking about Russian Chinese spies. The idea that in the old days, you know, it was very rare for one of your boys to get some exotic hot woman. I mean, it was like somebody hit the lotto. It was like MC Hammer, you know, one of our boys made it big and we were part of his entourage. If you could get the very hot Russian, you know, model type. And Russian models, you know, they're always the ones that have that, you know, the long, lean, you know, the runway model types. They were exotic. So it was so rare that, you know, you could, look at Dale. Dale's dating Lori. Those are real friends of mine. But, you know, if Dale dated Svetlana and Svetlana was a hot Russian girl, everybody, let me tell you, all of us would be talking about it. It would be four towns over. They'd be like, y'all know that dude, Dale? Yeah, oh, he's the one dating that Russian model. Yeah, nobody would even know his name. It would be the dude dating the Russian model. You know what I'm talking about? And we would believe that, you know, Dale's got it going on. You know, he's got the nice job. He's always in the nice suits. He's got the nice car. And, you know, she saw that. She saw the potential in Dale, and she went for it. She wanted to leave Russia, and she found the best American who could make that. Think of it as, what's her name? Melania and Trump, right? Melania, perfect example. We don't look at Melania and see her with Donald Trump and go, oh, she must be a spy or whatever. We look at her, she is Donald Trump with, hey, I'm going to get the cover girl, the runway model. And she's going to see, okay, I leave my country. I want to be with guy that has very good chance for success, you know. So she dates Donald Trump. We don't look at it and go, that's weird. She must be a spy. He must be in big tech. There's nothing there except, you know, now there's some people, that go, she's a gold digger. Well, good. If I had a daughter, I hope she's a gold digger. I want to be taken care of in my old age. I don't know about y'all, but I want my girl taking care of me. Hey, honey, go find Donald Trump's son, marry him, and take care of your daddy. Kevin Jackson again is who you're listening to, people. Yeah, you're not gonna get me talking about my daughter's a gold digger. Go dig that gold. Get over there, girl. You need a bulldozer. I'll mortgage the house to get her a bulldozer to go dig some gold. That's a crazy people. No, I want my daughter to marry a janitor, a garbage man. I have another series of questions for you, though, folks. While we're on the subject of Russians and Chinese and spies and intrigue and espionage and all this other stuff. DC, where nothing's real, you can't trust anybody. Can you trust the people around you? Let me ask you this before we get into these other series of questions. Do you trust that? Is there an ulterior motive for me? If we go to dinner together, you and I, can you trust that all I want is dinner? Can you if we meet up, do you think, I wonder what Kevin's looking for? He's a spy. When you meet people at the grocery store or somebody, you know, gets to know you because y'all bumping each other at an event, a concert or whatever, and you get together. Do you think, I don't know if I can trust these people. They might be spies. Or do you think, man, we all had a great time at the James Taylor concert. It was so cool. And then you get together and you listen to music and you drink some wine together and you find out, you know what, we're friends. We can be friends. Or do you think that they're spies? Yeah, you just make friends. You make friends, you invite them to church, they invite you to their home, you whatever. You become friends over time, you vacation together. You're not thinking, I wonder if he's in this. He wants my secrets, my trade secrets. I wonder if he wants to infiltrate me. Nope, just friends. Not like that in the world of politics. Everybody is after something. And you better have a conspiratorial mind. And here's the problem. When you're inside the beltway, as they call it, it's tough to get outside the beltway and not have that same suspicion about everybody you meet. Because you never know. Now, here's my next question. We've been talking about all these Russian Chinese spies. Swalwell's been infiltrated. Feinstein's driver was 20-year driver was a Chinese spy. Chinese visas, we give them out like they're chiclets in Mexico. And the Chinese Communist Party does not let many people into this country. I'm not going to say absolute, but they don't let many people into this country who do not support the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. Everybody pretty much that gets a visa coming out of China, you can believe, is a spy. I don't care. I mean, here's what I'm telling you. Bring them over. Let them see the American way of life. But let me tell you this. If you have these friends that you think are friends, understand you're being infiltrated. Not by us. I don't have an agenda. Let me tell you what the leftists are. They are infiltrators. They accept these people that come in and spy. They help them. They build companies around them. They hire all their engineers and say they can't find engineers here. They give you every excuse to let them infiltrate and be part of what we do. And they think it's innocent. It's not innocent. It's orchestrated. I posed the question earlier about Zuckerberg. I said, you know, maybe it is innocent. Maybe Zuckerberg's Chinese wife was just totally by happenstance. It was kismet. The stars aligned. They fell in love. It was all that way. Or it could be that the Chinese profiled Zuckerberg and they said this is the type of woman he would be attracted to. They put them together. They made sure that they saw each other. There's a lot of manipulation that can occur to make you pick what you pick. So she ends up marrying one of the richest guys in the world who happens to be over one of the biggest tech pieces that you know, companies that you'd want to infiltrate. And that tech company cheated in our election. Forget the Chinese direct cheating in our elections. What about the indirect cheating in our election? Do you think this happened by accident? It's just a question. Just a question. That Zuckerberg would marry a Chinese girl and then put $400 million to thwart our elections and get away with it. And that the government would look the other way. They put Dinesh D'Souza in jail for a fraction. Would be on the radar screen for what Zuckerberg did with his Zuckerbucks, and nobody said a word. Does that give you an idea of the level of infiltration that's been going on in this country, in D.C., in high tech, in all these aspects of our lives? Now I got another question for you. This is the one I originally wanted to ask, but don't hold it against me. Revolves around Hunter Biden. Look, I don't follow Hunter's porn series that he's got streaming on YouTube with the laptops. But I do know this. Hunter Biden has been seen on camera with Russian prostitutes. Of everybody he could have picked, Hunter Biden has been seen on camera with Chinese prostitutes. Of everybody he could have picked. Now, I'm sure Hunter isn't very picky himself. He doesn't appear to be. He appears to, you know, be, have sex with whatever moves. He doesn't appear to be that picky. But don't you find it ironic that Hunter Biden seems to have a penchant for Russian or Chinese prostitutes? You think that's by accident? You've got a crackhead that all you have to do to get his attention is put dope in front of him. I guess maybe we're naive in America and there's just not enough dope around. So let's just say for the sake of discussion that the Chinese always made sure they had crack cocaine available, or the Russians, and they said, hey, Hunter calls the hotline and wants the party. Do you think that maybe, just maybe, they could infiltrate Hunter relatively easily, given that all he cares about is money and drugs? Oh, and of course, sex. The three things in politics that spies use as part of their spy craft is the very basics. I think we're on to something here. I don't know what you guys think. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I am in no way a conspiracy theorist, but I am a realist. I see the world for what it is and not what the media wants me to see. I'm always looking at the angle. And here's what I've learned. Lots of tricks, folks, are being played in politics. And what I've learned also about politics is it's magic. What you see is simply not real. It's what they want you to believe is real. If we believed magic, then people can float. You can disobey the laws of physics when you think of it as magic. And here's what I'm telling you. Think of politics as a magic show. Nothing you see is real. It appears to be real, It looks as real as everything you've ever seen, but there is a trick being played. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find more about me and the team. I hope you like what you hear in the radio. You tell others. I hope you like what you read when you go to our various other things and pass it along. I hope you like whatever we do and get involved. And what we're doing is I'm explaining the magic. I'm explaining the trick. And that's what the left doesn't like. That's why they didn't like Trump. Trump explained the trick. He said, oh, yeah, no, he's got it. He's palming it. No. It's a coin that actually has a hole, rip in it. Or, no, there's a hole in this. Oh, they're hiding behind this little panel here. He's telling you the tricks. And every time he tells you tricks, you're like, oh, that wasn't such a big deal. You ever had a magic trick revealed to you? Well, that's it. It loses its luster. Suddenly you go, oh, well, that was wow. And here's what you do. There's a part of your brain that goes, dang, man, I should have known that. I should have known that. You don't like the revelation. It's such a huge letdown because your mind likes being fooled. It wants to believe what it believes. And when it doesn't, it goes, wait a minute. And it releases a whole new set of chemicals. Think about it. I want you to think about it chemically. When you learned something that was like, oh, wow. Think about how your brain reacted, how your body felt. If you believed in magic, you'd believe people could be cut in half. Consider what magicians make you believe and apply it to politics. Apply it to the media. So let me give you an example. I told you, we've been infiltrated by the Chinese. We think we've got nothing but patriots in our country, and what we've done is raise a generation of people who are no longer patriots. You want to know who appointed Deborah Birx as White House coronavirus response coordinator? It's a guy by the name of Matt Pottinger. Yeah. You've never heard his name, but he is the guy who actually started this whole Wu flu nonsense. Yep. There are books about him. He's portrayed, I'm going to read this. Pottinger is portrayed as a leading protagonist in three different pro-lockdown books on America's response to COVID-19. You ready? The Plague of the Year by New Yorker's Lawrence Wright. Nightmare Scenario by the Washington Post's Yasmin Abutaleb. And Chaos Under Heaven by the Washington Post's Josh Rogan. Pottinger's singularly outsized role in pushing for alarm, shutdowns, mandates, and science from China in the early months of COVID is extremely well documented. Pottinger's enormous influence during COVID is especially surprising, not because of his absence from online discussion about the events, but because of who he is. You ready? The son of a leading Department of Justice official, Stanley Pottinger, Matt Pottinger graduated with a degree in Chinese studies in 1998 before going to work as a journalist in China for 7 years. You look at this guy, he is the all-American white boy. He reported on topics including the original SARS. In 2005, Pottinger unexpectedly left journalism and obtained a waiver to join the United States Marine Corps. Over several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, Pottinger became a decorated intelligence officer and met General Flynn, who later appointed him to the National Security Council. Let me just tell you, folks, this is how they work the angles. Let me give you some buzzwords. He's a Marine. And you go, oh, he's a Marine. He went to work in national intelligence. General Flynn caught eye of him. You think that was by accident? This dude was as straight-laced as they come. He was originally in line to be China director, but Flynn gave him the more senior job of Asia director. Despite being new to civilian government, Pottinger outlasted many others in Trump's White House. September of 2019, he was named Deputy National Security Advisor, second only to National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. He's best known, they write, as a China hawk, but a smart, sophisticated one. He's been ahead of the curve in calling out China's increasingly aggressive geopolitical stance, articulating his challenge with near-perfect eloquence, they write. Here's what Politico said about him. While hawks like Bannon love his tough views towards China, even Democrats call his views basically mainstream. Still, some foreign policy experts wonder what a nice guy like him is doing in a place like this. He's a very effective bureaucratic player, which is saying something because he's never had a policy job before, the New York Times agreed. Want some more accolades? Matt has an extraordinary sense of caution that let's not push something unless the president clearly has approved it. This is different from other members of White House staff the Washington Post admired. Let me put it a different way. This guy is playing both sides and they all love him. They love him. The Republicans are pushing him up. The Democrats are giving him nothing but accolades. The media is promoting this guy. Who do you know that doesn't make somebody mad? That doesn't make somebody go, he's just seeking to get this or that. You know, they aren't going to down talk him. Nobody down talks this guy. Nobody. Background in Chinese, I guarantee you, speaks the language fluently, lived there for years, was in journalism, and suddenly got out, joined the Marine Corps, becomes an intelligence officer, and we get the biggest scamdemic in our lives, 3 books written about him, giving him accolades, no public acknowledgement. Now see, I don't know how you think, but I smell a rat. Get this. Here's the last paragraph I'm going to read to you. While many Trump administration officials have floundered since Trump left the White House, things are going well for Pottinger. Vox gushed. Do you know what Vox is? A lefty mag. That subject matter expertise, plus the patina afforded by resigning on January 6th, has helped Pottinger. So he resigned on January 6th saying, I don't believe what this administration did. A former journalist expertly navigate the post-Trump landscape. So I'm finishing that sentence. It says, he even emerged as the White House hero of the initial COVID-19 chaos in New Yorker writer Lawrence Wright's chronicle, The Plague Year. One reason that Matt Pottinger was welcomed back into the establishment is that, unlike some of Trump's unconventional appointees, he had already been a part of the elite. So, look, I don't know this guy. I don't have a dog in the fight. I care about America. But I'll tell you this, I'd be willing to bet my life that this guy is nothing more than a Chinese operative. And here's what I'll tell you. There are many more like him. It's magic, folks. Don't believe that Zuckerberg's wife, who is a Chinese national, by luck, married the richest dude in the world who has a platform that has influenced more people negatively against conservatism and against America. Don't think that's by accident. Don't think that all the things that you've seen with Wu Flu and everything that happened is by accident. There are people behind the scenes that have infiltrated us, the unelected bureaucrats, people that you'll never know their names. Let me tell you, I would have never known this guy's name unless I just happened to be traipsing through looking for, you know, different things to talk about for radio. And suddenly, as my spidey sense goes out and I'm talking about Russian prostitutes with Hunter Biden and Russian girlfriends of Eric Swalwell and all this, this story, God just pops right in front of my face and says, hey, Kev, take a look at this. Matt Pottinger. I dare you to look up who this guy is. Find out for yourself. Do a deeper dive into Matt Pottinger and draw your own conclusions. I think you've got a pretty good idea what mine are.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.